Let's move our topic to the next phase today. As you know, the secret link is over here, so we can access the information. I updated this page so you have a little better go to the whole thing. If you click here, there is the audio of what happened yesterday here. The lecture is being recorded in audio, and it is there. Here are the images that we've seen yesterday. It's a very short recap for the people that were not here. We are trying to use low-rise high density as a strategy to intervene in the Balkan city and including evidently Tirana. We selected an area that will be given to you. We decided it later today or tomorrow, in which the strategies that I've discussed with you yesterday, that I'm going to show you more today, can be applied, of course, in a different with different goals and with also different techniques. But it's very, I think, important to have the basic tool that are given to you through these lectures. So my idea is that this low-rise high density architecture type of approach can be extremely useful to deal with many issues of intervention in the inner city, to keep the level of continuity of the urban fabric, but at the same time to increase the quality of the space, increase the value of the city, and generate economic growth, but within the boundaries of a quality environment. So it is a series of interrelated issues that will come one on top of the other. We use, in order to enter into this situation and this thinking, we decided to use a case study. Only one architect and actually even only one neighborhood, because we thought that this is it's a good exercise for you to know specifically something like this. And so the architect is Lou Sauer, and the neighborhood is Society Hill, and the city is the neighborhood of Society Hill is an historical neighborhood of the city of Philadelphia. And we've been giving some background information about Sauer activity and information yesterday. Then we saw several concepts and several principles that were related in the way that the neighbor was the process of renewal of the neighborhood and the strategies and the goals, etc. And we've seen in this plan the many buildings that Sauer built in this situation as overall plan. And then we started to enter to the some issues that Sauer follows. We discussed very strongly this idea of the difference between the inside and outside in his approach to architecture. And we saw the pictures and these houses often organized around essential hurt, etc. And then, so we saw in detail these two projects, and then we talked also about the relationship with the context, that is a fundamental element for his approach to architecture. The fact that the architecture is able also to create a strong, interesting, and always changeable relationship with the context. In order to have an even better idea about this, we created this link. Let's visit the Society Hill, that should bring us, if today the okay, that will bring us to Philadelphia, and we navigated the city in real time yesterday in order to have a better idea of the actual setting of this. So our idea was that providing these concepts and these strategies and this methodology, you could apply with the process of course of mutation, you could apply them to some of your situation here in Albania with of course a lot of mutation. Okay, so this is what we've been doing yesterday. At the end I created a link also to have to give the presence the opportunity to download this book, to download this book and so to further study the material if you want, which is this book here, in which basically all this material has been presented and organized. Now, there are any questions before starting the next part? Something that you want to clarify? Or ask, or a comment, or anything like this, that you maturated. Somebody downloaded the book, was able to do it. Yes, we worked fine, technically. Good. Okay. Let's move on. Okay, let's move on. If there is no question, let's move on, okay? So let's move to this chapter 4. Pacchetto edilizio, or housing package. This is a new concept that is rather important to understand, because we start to approach certain aspect that is really central to the concept of low-rise identity architecture. We discussed yesterday the idea that when we say low-rise identity means that we have to do a process that is feasible from a marketplace and is feasible within economic situations. That means that, of course, if it is a project that has been done in the marketplace, the issue of density is very important. Because density means basically the revenue that you can have out of the land. The density is very low. The cost of the land and the cost of the process is too high to make the project feasible, economically feasible. So low-rise high density is a concept that goes together, and goes together also because all these actions are intended to be actions within the marketplace, so moving in a strategy that is an economic strategy. The whole idea is to create a quality of architectural environment, creating certain conditions. That is the whole idea. So, what is an housing package or a unit package? And why this is important to the low-rise high-density strategy? Because if we see low-rise, mi aiuti con questa cosa, con la lavagna. Now, what does it mean, low rise, first of all? what is considered low rise? Because this is the first question that we are interested in, because it's an abstract term. Generally, within the context that we are dealing with, we may say that low rise means no more than 4 floors. 4, really, really maximum 5, but normally it has to be 4, around 4. In extreme cases, we can arrive to 5, but generally we tend to have 4. And these 4 floors can have a relationship with the ground level that has not to be necessarily this, okay, but could be something like this. Or variation of that. So
that's something on the ground.
Exactly. So has not to be necessarily this, but can be variation. For example, like this. So there are no 4 floors out of the ground, it's a little bit less. Okay? So variation of this generally in the tower experience, let's put it in this way, these are never more than 4 floors. So we can accept, although you understand 4 floors doesn't mean 4 floors completely out of ground. So let's be strict with it. So why this is so that is what they mean by low rise in this particular case. And the other thing it is this concept of the ground is not doesn't have to be necessarily here, can be somewhere at a higher level. And okay, then the other very important element of the concept is the idea that you don't have distribution systems that are not directly attached to the ground. Let's try to understand very well this concept. That means that whenever you arrive up there, okay, you arrive directly from the street. So that each thing that moves up is directly in some way related to the street. That is the second very important aspect of this approach. In other words, everything that is there is directly related to the street. And? Sorry. Of course, I'll... How is the point? How do you do this? you do it with an interpretation that in some way is a very smart reinterpretation of the way that the old city was built. It's a very complex way to how to achieve this goal, that is the number of floors around 4 in order to have the density, the low-rise density, and the other concept that is absolutely fundamental is how you attach everything to the ground. Normally you say, okay, I have no problem to do it. I can go back to this. To this typology, what is the problem? No problem, here it is. This is all our case. In this case, I have 3 floors. What's the problem? I create another floor, I put on top of here, and this is, there is no problem, right? 1, 2, 3. This will be, can be partially sinked down, right? You see, in fact, it is sinked down, right? I'll add another floor over here. And I made another level of stairs. Everything he accepted with my criteria. My criteria was directly related, independently related to the street, because that is the point. Independently related to the street. This is absolutely very important. So, what is the problem? This is how. But this, what type of how? What is how it is called this typology? It's called a row house typology, right? Because that means okay, what's the problem? This is a street. If we go there is one unit, another unit, another unit, another unit, another unit. Each one can arrive with no problem, 4 floors, right? They can be partially synced, so go with the thing, and there is no problem. But, what are the, in this particular case, try to imagine, what can be the problem? Why is this not such an ideal situation? No, absolutely not. What is the problem with this approach? Where is the list? So I will wake you up a little bit. Everybody's time? Is everybody's time? So, Decor, wake up! So what is the problem? 95% of the time, what is the problem? What is the problem? 95% of the time, this is the problem. Because if you do this is already a luxury house, right? You do it in 4 floors, so it will be an incredible market, right? Who is going to buy a house on 4 floors with this typology? You understand? It is out of the market. Must be a millionaire to have this. In particular, in this case, it is even larger as a fan. So it is not feasible economically. So the typology of the row house, that basically is a typology that will fulfill the goal of the independence related to the street and the low rise up to 4 floors, basically it is very, very feasible from an economical point of view, from a market point of view. There is not such a market for this situation. Okay? Then we go back here and we say, all right, then let's invent something. Let's invent something. And in order to invent something, Okay. This is another variation. These are also row houses, right? It's that one that we saw the other time. These are also row houses with a slightly different situation. Four floors, you see. But when we move here, we understand that something profoundly different happens. Here it is, and this is how I respond to your question, how. What is the invention that we call unit package? The unit package is very important element to arrive to the low-rise identity architecture. It's the base through which you arrive to this goal. What is the unit package? You see it here. Look how the section is done. Basically R, in this case, two units posed one on top of the other. So there is not one unit in four floors, are two units overpacked, one on top of the other. This is the way to answer to your question. So there are two units. Why you do that? You do that in order not to have a too big house that will be out of the market. So, there is one unit that is the gray unit, and the other one that is the white unit. Now, what is the basic, absolutely fundamental aspect of this? That I said before? They are absolutely independent of each other, and the other aspect?
They're related directly with each other.
Exactly. Bravissima, that's the point, that both of them are directly related to the street. And that is the trick that will allow a lot of consequences, as we are going to see later. Okay? So how they are directly related to the street? Well, it's rather simple. If you look at the plan, let's see the plan at this level. Okay, at this level, what it says, okay, we are on the street level, okay, we have two possibilities. Either we take a little stair that goes up, we see, that goes up. It goes up, and nothing happened at this level. While on this other one, the gray one, basically from the street, you enter it. So you enter the unit here, then I arrive here, either you go down one level, but you are already inside the unit, or you go up one level, but you are inside the unit. So you are directly related to the street. If you go down one level, you arrive to the garden level that is done with that trick that I was showing there. So it's a little bit below the street level, you see? It's a little bit below. But you don't perceive that, as I told you before, that is a very important trick. And so it is here, or evidently you go up one level and you are in this area. The other unit that is directly, again, from the street with no mediation element, this is the key. He enters here, he makes this first level of steps and arrive here to the door, enter the door, and nothing actually happens because it only happens another system of stairs that you see here that brings up the unit to the actual unit. So it is where you have dining, kitchen, bedroom, and then again the same thing up. This that apparently it is a little bit strange, it is exactly the mechanism that will allow the low-rise identity. Because, well, now let's see the unit, how they appear in the street. Okay, we are talking of these units here. And here how they appear on the street. So, when you look at them very superficially, you think that they are like normal row house. Instead, they are not normal rollouts, but are really a project of low-rise high density, because they basically double the number of units that you can have. When you see this, but they all, you understand the principle that you are moving in continuity with the urban fabric. You are doing something that is very within the grid, within the norm, but you are increasing the density. And the idea of the increasing the density is the key thing, because it makes the whole thing feasible. So in order to do this, and when you have to talk with a developer, with a builder, with anything like that, either you know this or you don't know. It's like you are a sergeant that you know how to operate, or you don't know. It's just a matter of professionalism. That's why all my idea is that you increase your capability to deal, because this is something completely different, that if you don't know, if there is not somebody that will teach you, you just don't know how to do it. Capito, Levian? Com'è il discorso? So you must know these techniques, otherwise, you know, your patient will die. Okay, now, in this, so this is a series of combined reasons. That element that, of course, we saw before as a distribution system, we saw it in reality here. So basically here you see exactly what was described. When you enter the lower unit, you enter from here in continuity with the street, and then down you arrive to your door. On the other case, you take this element, you go up, you arrive to your door directly attached to the street, and then from there there is the inner stair that brings you at this level, that is actually your level. Okay? So this is a plan, and this is the again, the plan as we discuss, and the distribution. So the principles of the independence of each individual package. Why I call it package and then I don't call it unit or unit package? Because actually, what I call the package, it is basically these elements in section. And, of course, this element in plan. What are the one important consequences of this particular approach? First of all, are they, this configuration is the only, in terms of general plan, is the only possible one? Or not? Is that clear, the question? Eh? Come here. Okay, now, show me in this in this drawing, which one is the unit package? Now go there with your hand. Show me one unit package here.
The first.
Do it a circle.
Here.
No. You have to understand which one is the unit package first. Eh? For example, which one? So with your. Which one is it? What I described as unit package, what it is here?
The unit package is
what?
This is what the stair that entering the
okay,
the
make
unit.
A circle around it.
Yes.
No.
It's all
wrong the
all,
circle.
All the building.
No, because if you don't understand the terminology. Come, which one? Let's play a little bit. We have time. No, Okay. Which one is a mitzvah?
This one
is a mitzvah. Okay, thanks. Okay. So this is you are in Pirate. Show me which one is a unit pirate.
Number.
Yes, again.
Is this one
or... No, do the circle. I'm not sure. All right. Fantastic. How many units in this particular case are in the unit package?
How we have here?
How many in this particular...
Four.
No. Two. Mm-hmm. Why four? And why two? Because there are two, there are four floors. But two units. Okay, you will be my hero, don't be afraid. Okay, so there are four floors, 1, 2, 3, 4, and two units, right? Two apartments, the gray and the white. Okay, now let's go back. How many unit packages are here? Count.
In total.
No, you answer. How many? How many unit packages?
One logarithm in the scale.
How many units packages we have? 10. Count. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10.
10.
10.
10.
Unit package. You said the package. We show again. Which is the package? This. We said it's this one.
Okay.
Right? Now, in total,
unit.
How many of these packages we have? How many?
In total we have?
In total.
Five.
Scusa, dammi la mano. One. Two. Three. Four, five, six, seven, eight.
Eight.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You stop. Now, this 8, now I come to the question. Right? When I ask you, when I ask you, this will be, of these 8 packages, okay, this will be the only possible configuration,
no.
Total configuration.
No.
Yes, come on. All right, we can do it.
Sure.
Yes.
We can have other configurations.
Yes, we can have other configuration. Throw it. It doesn't so perfectly. Go another configuration. No. Because I'm teaching you, you see, this is a difficult task, but at the end you will get it. Now, Joey, another configuration of these 8 packages. Okay, let's do it like this. Before you will write like they are and write 1, 2, 3, and 4, okay? And A. Okay, so we start to do it the same. So you will do that. Do it the same. Do it the same first. Okay. Simple, very simple. Bravo, all right. Good. All right, perfect, and you close it. Okay. And then you
Exactly.
1. Okay. Perfetto. 2. 3. Okay, doesn't matter. 4. 5. 6. Okay, now we can do this smart. Because otherwise they're exactly. All right. Now,
okay.
Let's make just another configuration of this 8.
Now to make
a starting. As soon as we started, you made it wrong. Completely wrong.
Okay.
You didn't understand.
Yes, I understand.
No. Do it right.
No problem.
Then, how much fun we can do because we are small class.
So to...
Why the window?
Between the other number, for example.
Why is it? Because this is a key word. And why, as soon as it started, you know, I made a screen that is wrong. Why? Because it's exactly not that. They are. Independent. That's why I made all this. Because this is one possible. They look like row houses. But there is no reason that are like that. So, let's make another configuration.
So, the one all right. We can make, for example, with the 7, for example.
Alright. Let's do it. Please be silent.
If they are separated with each other, but if they are independent with each other?
Yeah.
We can make the mix between the other.
Let's do it. Now we are waiting.
Are you sure or not?
We are talking this other line.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, yes. Wait. Okay, wait.
Now separate or independent.
Exactly. Okay? Okay. So, first of all, you are saying a very important thing. You are right, Vittorio. Very right. You said they don't have to be attached. They can be independent.
Yes.
Right? And you put it again in the row.
Yes.
Now, let's do another configuration.
The same thing.
No, do it. Why you make it bigger?
Excuse me.
Let's make it the same. I think this is the concept. These are independent.
But also, we are obligated to have the strip.
Yes, that's right. If we are obligated to have the strip, then we cannot move too much. So, you are right.
Okay.
Perfect. If there is, this is the strip.
It depends on the really, but...
Probably, no, too much. No, absolutely. Okay, but conceptually, since each of these is independent, we can organize in different ways because each one is independent. Can we even be attached? Okay.
No, but they are always in the same line because
in this particular
case, it's obligated to stay in
the line. In this particular case, and for economical reasons,
yes.
It's not worthwhile to separate. We attach. For economical reasons, but not because of the topology. Okay, so in this way we are aiding. So these are the unit package. The unit package are independent. In this case, are in four floors. Each one is attached to the
other.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. So we have achieved this point. It's very important that you make questions because if you don't make questions, I take for granted that what I say is. Instead is not, and you lose all the whole thing, and then you don't learn. My point is that you have to learn, so otherwise I don't, as I told you. Okay, so this was a very interesting thing. Now, what we do Let's try to understand a little bit more this from the point of view of architecture, okay? And from the point of view of form making, okay? So we relax a little bit. Then we'll go back to the hard thing, you know, that is the organization. Let's just discuss about the architecture, okay? So, when you look at this guy here, in relationship with this, you would say that he's the same architect? It's completely different style, right? Completely different. This is almost monumental and almost completely abstract, that you even can say that it looks like a prison, right? If you want to use a strong expression. It is completely massive, very chiaroscuro, very abstract. This one, we described this idea of almost as a skin, you know, over there, completely different to the other. And then here, architecturally wise, this is a completely another world, right? It is, of course, true that the distribution system, it brings some consequences, but also it's very important always to understand there are very important formal, expressive, architectural reasons to do the thing. Formally, this is a building that in some way you remember the drawing that I made yesterday. Yesterday I made the drawing telling you, okay, the traditional building has the attic, the body, and in some way they attach to the ground. And then I told you how you place differently, taking one, taking the other one, or etc. In this particular case, it's like that the facade is done without a center. It's like it is all articulation to the sky on top, and on the bottom, it's like it is all attic. And on the other side, all bays. Like, there is nothing in the middle. Why this is, so this is, I think, quite evident. Why this is done? It is done because he told, at least this is what he told me, and it is very, very true. This has the opposite context goal than the other one. So here we are in a little street with no particular high quality, particularly at the time of construction, was a little bit not so important, and he needed, in his opinion, a kind of strong rhythm and strong presence, let's say, of architecture. Exactly the opposite of what he got here. You know, in this case, as we discussed, the architecture is almost anonymous. You know, it's like it's only body, basically. You know, only body, flat facade, in order to have the final elements to emerge. While in this case, it is exactly the opposite. So it becomes an architecture with a very strong rhythm that is the connection with the sky. It is very articulated and very strong, and also on the other side the connection with the ground. Often in Sauer, the difference between inside and outside that we already described becomes also a very strong difference between front and back. So you immediately see that the front, it is very rhythmic, almost, how can I say, very figural in this particular case, and also with a type of formality, in a way. In a type of formality. And the opposite side, the back, is played in a very different way, is much more informal, the rhythm is much more dynamic, etc. So it's very different. And there is another thing that is very easy to immediately understand of the difference between the front and the back, which is, I'm going to ask you, one very, very, very evident difference. This is today. Which one is today? L'Ashore. Qual è? Which is this difference? Very, very evident from front to back. Very evident. It is immediately evident. That is not those that I said.
We see there the building that have in the same time we have the construction
uh-huh.
that have in separating the same.
I think the people that arrive late can sign their name.
Is that here a secret volume?
It's round there. It's a different material. Why? No.
The concept. Because in the front there is the room, then the building in front.
No. No, I mean, yes, but no. No. Yes and no. It's always the same 99% rule. Money! So, it's money the point, the basic number one point. Because, of course, having a finishing in Greek is more expensive than having a finishing in plaster. The other reason makes sense, because, you know, one is more formal, the other is less formal, one is kind of backyard, and the other one is on the street, but there are kind of number several reasons. Why? Cost more. Is the difference between brick and plaster so important in terms of material?
Because that's where the raw material comes.
No, absolutely not. Why? The cost is very important, but when we are not talking of gold, clay, working! Hey, that's the point. And it's the working process that is very different. And it's a high difference in America, and it's a very, very low difference in India. So in India it's not worthwhile, basically, because because basically the work is so little that the difference of material is not that crucial. They can do it even in raw stone, and exaggerate, but that is the concept. It's the cost of the working that is very different. And in America that is very important, because they are all syndicates. So there is a syndicate could be that are the masonry ones that will be different from that one of the plaster. And the syndicate system is very strong, and so it's, you know, there are different so this it seems rather well, you know, how things are. So anyway, from an architectural point of view, we think that is almost only a rather logical and rather beautiful solution at the end. But you have to understand that there are lots of implications. So thinking vice versa, in a way, is the intelligence of the architecture that makes the thing that you don't notice that is also an economical decision. So the fact that he plays here and is able to play here in this facade with a kind of informality that is supported by the material or etc. his own work makes it very logical and possible. But basically the reason is this. The number one reason is cost. In this particular thing, it's not the cost of the material per se, but it's the cost of the working involved. And so the architectural decisions are related to that. So the more you understand how things work, the more you understand that you are always move in a network of solutions, basically, that which one influences the other and will move together. But if you don't have culture, so you don't know how to do things, basically, and you don't know possible solution, basically what you do is very, very limited, because you don't have the knowledge. It's only the knowledge that will allow you to move at a higher level. Otherwise, you remain very, very flat, because you don't, in terms of density, okay, you think that the only way to increase density is to make higher, for example. You never thought that there is this idea of the independent package. But if you know this idea of the independent package, you have a much richer number of possibilities. Okay. And so here again, and here are, you feel a little bit better the thing. Okay. Okay, what I will do, I think, I'll do a little tour, again, to relax, then a break, and then we'll go on, okay? Dunque, vediamo un po'. Mi aiuti ad accendere questo, lei, Diana? So we'll do a little tour and we andiamo ad internet. So at the same time... Perché questo qui non c'ha velocità, non ci va. Non riesce ad avere velocità. Vedi, rimane bloccato. Boom, oh, oh. Questo è molto buono. Questo power button to complete the shutdown process. I've done. Quello l'abbiamo acceso, no? All right. Ah, ecco, le schede facciamo da qua, noi andiamo da qua. Ci vado direttamente dal mio... Okay. Vediamo per curiosità se mettiamo Society Hill Tower direttamente in map, se ci va. Vediamo, non so se la trova. senza il mio link, capito? Perché l'ho fatta pubblica, vado da qua, la ricerca normale come la faccio? I have to do it the whole process, okay? Because to go to the actual link. Okay. Sta vedendo, no? Here we are. Let's have a walk, huh? Okay? So we relax a little bit. We see the construction. It's a little bit like being there. I think it is a nice thing. Che è successo? Where are we? Okay. All right. So basically, up to today, I basically ignored this building. I'm not making any attention, but this will be our central point of interest for the final part of the discussion. So we go here, We know this guy. Okay. So for me this is a miracle, really, no? The idea that basically we can do this tour, of course it's not exactly like being there, but it is a pretty good approximation, that you have the sensation that, you know, we are doing a virtual tour, but it is pretty good, you know, at the end. You locate yourself, so, you know, you understand how really things are. You are interested, one person it is interesting one detail, the other person it is interesting the other detail. So these are the row house. We saw that. What is in here? There is this other. I think it's here, right? Okay. So there are people that know a lot of things about this house, and people that just know nothing. In the room, we discussed more around 1 hour about this house. At the time. And here is another, okay. So, this is the street that was done at the time of the urban renewal with the river that separate typical type of thing. Now, what? I'm lost. I have to get out of here. I didn't want to go here. I want to be up there. No! I jumped. Oh my God. No! No, I'm kidding. I just want to have fun. Oh my God! I completely separated. I mean, it's very symbolic, you know. When you, it's a really, there is no way to go back. There is no way to go back. You are there. You take half an hour to go back. So, okay. Here where I want to go. Okay. Because basically, I was on this street. Let's make it again. Okay, here. Here. Okay, that house was here. Okay. And I wanted to show you two other buildings of Sauer that are over here. Okay. You sure not fell down? Calma, eh? Calma. Calma, eh? Because if I go there... Alright, okay. Good. Okay. This is a very nice building, architectural-wise. Very elegant, I think. And are a combination of two or three units. We are just looking at it. We don't study this, but just to think it's an interesting building. And also this one, but this one, Sauer had a very good project, and for some reason somebody else did. And in fact, it's not as good, you know, it's rather stupid. Look immediately how stupid is this thing. No? Lo vedi che è stupido? So it's stupid. You know, it has all the elements that you are saying, okay, it has the little roof, it has the little car, it has the little thing, but yes, but it's so stupid. So you don't have an architectural idea really behind this. There is not a context interpretation. There is nothing. I mean, it's just the typical bon, 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 bon of no strong idea, or nothing that really is intelligent. It's just stupid. But it costs the same. It costs the same. The materials are the same, and probably, unfortunately, for people it's almost the same. They don't perceive any substantial difference between this so elegant, and we are talking only architecturally, you know, so elegant interpretation of a corner situation, you know, the transition of a corner situation. I think it is extremely elegant in terms of design, you know, how it is done. And this other guy over here, it's all right. I'll give this guy 22 over 30. 24. And I think this guy is very promising, and I give him 30 lode, he can do it. So it's really a class difference in terms of architecture. But look at this architect, Sauer, really still how it is flexible. Let's go here. And it is very difficult to see, but these two houses it's very difficult to see, but this, again, a very nice and intelligent interpretation of this context. I have it there, a picture, I will show it to later, but it's a very, very interesting, because it plays completely different, because it's still Sauer, basically. From this, you think that is his style, you know, this kind of castle-like situation, okay, that is his signature in a way. But when he's just there, he changes again completely, because he decides instead to have another situation, another rhythm, another thing, again, because his thinking is very much context-related. It's not his signature that is important, or his style, but the way that our architecture reacts. And then I discovered only recently, going there, not in real way, but exploring in the same way that we are doing today. Okay. I discovered this. Okay, here. I discover this building over here. This building is traditional door, traditional window, even the frame, everything. But then when you notice, you see, well, there is something strange here. You see that the brick is almost identical, and you see that there is none in continuity. And I said, but who? I made to him, but this building, he said, but I made it myself also. So he go to one part that is even traditional looking. It's like completely, you may call it a false facade in a way, no? So it goes from this, to the other one on the other side, always for a series of reasons. One is, in this particular case, because you see this now is dilapidated, but it is empty. I will talk about this later. But because originally this was the best way to attach with the existing fabric. So this will give you, I think, a very interesting understanding of the range of solution that he had. We can see the tower back here. It's funny because we can do it very fast, but still keep the sensation, right? So, and then let's see what's over there, so we know the neighborhood a little bit better. So here the situation, clearly, here I think we are on top of the highway, I don't fall down. All right, that thing, underground there, let's go back there, let's go there. Omerado? Okay, forget. Let's go back to Lombacondos. Okay. So now I wanted to see, and now we take a break. We go back to our street, but we see it from here. Okay. So back there are the tower. So you understand that this street today is already much higher, but originally was really one of those little secondary street with, you know, you see perceived, you know, that it's not that kind of higher class, you know, it's kind of more. So for these reasons also, you see, that element creates that important presence, and the presence was important. You know, we start to perceive it from here. And it's rather beautiful, eh? No? È bella, no? I think. I would be proud if I would have done this. And then it's interesting, you know, you can almost, you know, imagine. This other thing that seems secondary, it is not at all. Because this brings an idea of maintenance in a way. Because basically being this, the point is that since this point, basically this is a property of this guy. Because this is independent outside there, so that means that who takes care of this flower? Clearly the guy that lives here, right? And it is very probable that who takes care of this flower, probably the guy that lives there. So, probably, it is like that. So, this brings another consequence that later on you will see much, much bigger. It is the idea that with this concept of unit package and this concept of low-rise identity, the spaces, the green space, in this case are minimal, but later on we'll see are much larger, are taking care directly for the people that live in. So you don't go in that, while in the other situation, if you create independent building and land, the thing is, who's taking care of the land? Generally nobody. So it becomes a trash. Either you have a private gardener, or, you know, if it is left like that, it becomes, you know, a trash place, surely. You know plenty of this. So the idea that you are going to see later, that with this process of low-rise identity unit package, you in some way privatize the green space, but privatizing them, you take an advantage. Because basically there is somebody that takes care, and in the overall image, it is better off. Because at the end you can go back to the idea, you may ask yourself, okay, now this is better with this green element or not? I will answer it's better, it's nice like it is. But this works because we know who is taking care of it. Right? On the other side, you will immediately notice that something that has not been perfectly thought as a design issue will damage the thing. I mean, this way of collecting trash, that is clearly the way that goes, it is clearly something that is not that great. Now, you may say, probably either at that time was not thought of this possibility. But if you knew, what would you do in order to solve this? It's very simple. Understand the question? What is the list of today? The question is clear. Because we do it now. Yeah, particularly, I'd like that these five persons will do a sketch about the solution of this, and then they hand it out. We take a break, they stay here, and they do this assignment for us. Is it far? So the person that are doing this exercise are, who is this guy here? No, this.
They are
here, they are.
Good.
Point. Ernie, yes, on? Kushtrin, okay.
David,
yes.
Jerry,
Tim, okay. We want a little help from you. That is, you take a piece of paper, you have the image, or you can navigate, and we want a solution, okay, for the trash. It is clear. Jerry. So I want a sketch that will show how knowing the trash, given this condition, we could have solved it nicer. Is it clear? Okay. We take the coffee and they do this for us. So this is the way to solve the issue of late. No, it's very elegant.
Is it a group?
No, individual. It's a sketch. It's not really discussed or something, we have to make the answer. But we are be back at 11:30 time, okay? This will be interesting for us as a way to discuss. Questa è la porta quell'altra, vedi? Ecco, lo puoi esplorare. È chiaro quello che dico, no? È ovvio. Come la è un fatto di design, capisci come si fa?
Thank you.